This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. On his second anniversary in office, U.S. President Joe Biden thanked a bipartisan group of mayors for their help in getting things done for the country. APZ Donahue reports.
The president says his first days in the White House were difficult.
The pandemic was raging. Our economy was reeling. But we acted together. Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working.
He credited the mayors for what has been done and what could be done.
I'm really optimistic in the year ahead that we're implementing the laws we've already passed. We'll deliver real benefits, and people are going to feel them in their everyday lives.
The president says one of the reasons he ran for the White House was to unite the country.
We cannot be sustained if we stay 50 different islands or two different parties that no longer talk to one another.
And he thinks progress has been made on that front. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New Zealand's Labour Party has said in a statement that Chris Hipkins is set to replace Jacinda Ardern as leader of the Labour Party and as prime minister after being the only candidate to be nominated for the role.
Look, it's a big day for a boy from the hut. I'm really honoured and humbled by the support that my colleagues have shown towards me. It's an enormous privilege. It's also an enormous responsibility.
That, of course, is Chris Hipkins. Ardern resigned suddenly on Thursday. She cited burnout and said there were others who could do the job better at the present. Hipkins is expected to be confirmed as the new leader on Sunday. Ukraine will still have to fight to ensure a supply of modern heavy armor, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. On Friday, after Western partners failed to agree on whether to provide Ukraine with German tanks.